Tell me your dream.
I was in Paris. I think it was in the 1920s.
Wow, 100 years ago.
I wish I was alive then.
But you wouldn't be here now.
No, but a lot of my life I'm living in my memories.
I see. Well, you were in Paris.
I was sitting in a sidewalk cafe.
The tables were small. They were close together. A woman sat down. She reached in her handbag. She removed a folded piece of blue paper. It was then I realized that that was the only color there was. Everything in my dream was in black and white.
Except the piece of paper was blue.
That's right. She slipped her hand behind her and held out that piece of paper.
She gave it to you.
She did. She never looked at me. When I took it, she stood up and left. I unfolded the paper. I spread it out on the table. And it was blank.
No pictures, no words?
Nothing. I ran my fingers across it. It felt like lace. And then it felt like a map. A sort of topographic map. I could feel hills and valleys and rivers.
Was it a map of Paris?
Maybe Paris before it was Paris. But my fingers felt it kept changing. It had a web-like pattern.
Do you mean like a spider web?
It felt like a web of thoughts.
What is that?
A spider's web is an extension of its mind. It's not just a web spun with sticky strings. It's the way a spider can sense. Their web is like their mind that extends out and catches things. That's what our minds do. We extend it out and it touches others. Our webs can be our words.
The media is a web that catches us.
But my dream wasn't about that.
Are you saying that piece of blue paper was a map of the minds of Parisians from 100 years ago?
Not that.
Well, what was it?
I have no idea.
I see.
Why did I dream of Paris in the 1920s? When back then there was all that incredible painting and writing and music. My dream was about a piece of blank blue paper.
Dreams are sneaky things.
What would Mojo have said about that?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask that. Well, I'm certain he would have said something.
Well, I wanted to tell you my dream.
Thank you for listening.
I remember Mojo said to me, "You don't have to believe anything. You just have to understand your mind, how it works, how attachment and desire arise, how ignorance arises, and then where all those emotions come from. And if you can know the nature of all that, you'll be all right. That alone can bring you happiness and peace."
I like that.
I do too.
Here's to Mr. Mojo.
To Mr. Master Mojo.